Mr. Secretary, please call the roll.
Allen, Archuleta, Atkins, Bates, Bell, Borges, Bradford, Caballero, Chang, Dodd, DeRazzo, Galjani, Glazer, Grove, Hertzberg, Hill, Hueso, Hurtado, Jackson, Jones, Leyva, McGuire, Mitchell, Monning, Morlock, Morrill, Nielsen, Pan, Portatino, Roth, Rubio, Skinner, Stern, Stone, Umberg, Wyckowski, Wiener, Wilk.
Thank you, Mr. Secretary. A quorum is present. Would the members and our guests beyond the rail and in the gallery please rise? We will be led in prayer this afternoon by our guest chaplain, His Eminence Metropolitan Gerasimos of San Francisco, after which please remain standing. We will be led in the Pledge of Allegiance to the flag by Senator Hertzberg.
Let us pray. On this day, we bow our heads to give thanks to our loving and merciful God for freedoms with which we are blessed and to celebrate our unity in diversity. As this esteemed body prepares for its deliberations, may they be enlightened by the power, uplifted by your grace, and granted strength and wisdom as they lead the great state of California. We beseech you to stretch forth your mighty hand and protect those who serve their city, state, and country with dignity and selflessness. Let us always be mindful that we are all made in your image and likeness, and that our actions towards one another should be motivated by peace and love. May the values upon which this country was founded inspire your leadership with God's presence as a constant guide and inspiration for your work. Amen.
Ready? Members, I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America, and to the Republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Thank you so much. That was lovely. Thank you. Very nice to meet you. Members, without objection, the Lieutenant Governor will be invited to join us on the floor for today's floor session. Members, we are going to start with privileges of the floor, SR 19. Senator Borges, are you prepared? Senator Borges, at the pro tem's desk. Mr. Secretary, please read.
Senate Resolution 19 by Senator Borges, relative to Greek Independence Day.
Senator Borges.
Thank you, Madam President. Madam President and members, I rise today to ask you for your support for Senate Resolution 19, commemorating Greek Independence Day, a national holiday celebrated on March 25th, commemorating the start of the Greek independence movement. For almost 400 years, Greece was under the reign. For almost 400 years, Greece was under the reign of the Ottoman Empire. Throughout this period, the Greek Orthodox Church played a pivotal role in the preservation of national identity, the development of Greek society, and the resurgence of Greek patriotism. The Greek revolt began on March 25th, 1821, when Bishop Germanos of Patra raised the Greek flag of revolution in the Peloponnese. Just as the revolution appeared to be on the verge of failure, Great Britain, France, and Russia intervened in the conflict. The Greek struggle had elicited strong sympathy in Europe, including amongst intellectuals and artists such as the English poet Lord Byron. The revolution ended in 1829 with the establishment of an independent Greek state. Greek Independence Day is more than just establishing an independent Greek state. It is also about the lasting values and contributions that Hellenism has brought to the world, the United States, and of course, California. In law, education, and democracy, Greek influences can be found everywhere. Even the columns on the exterior of this building derive their roots from Greek architecture, and over 150,000 Californians have Greek heritage. Greek culture has also significantly impacted my life. My family and my wife's family are both from Greece. I conducted some of my graduate studies and was a Fulbright scholar in Greece. And here today, the Consul General personally administered my oath for my PhD. And mind you, that was in ancient Greek. Really tough, I gotta tell you. So as Greece and the United States continue to stand together as friends and allies, let us recognize our love for freedom, liberty, and individual rights, and allow this resolution to be a gesture recognizing the significant contributions Greece has made and continues to make in our golden state. Members, I respectfully ask for your support on this resolution.
Thank you, Senator Borges. Members, is there any discussion or debate? Seeing and hearing none, Mr. Secretary, please call the roll.
Allen. Archuleta. Aye. Atkins. Aye. Bates. Bell. Aye. Borges. Aye. Bradford. Aye. Caballero. Aye. Chang. Aye. Dodd. Durazo. Aye. Galgioni. Aye. Glazer. Aye. Grove. Aye. Hertzberg. Aye. Hill. Aye. Hueso. Aye. Hurtado. Aye. Jackson. Aye. Jones. Aye. Leva. Aye. Aye. McGuire. Aye. Mitchell. Aye. Monning. Aye. Morlock. Aye. Morrell. Aye. Nilsson. Aye. Pan. Aye. Portantino. Aye. Roth. Aye. Rubio. Aye. Skinner. Aye. Stern. Aye. Stone. Aye. Umberg. Aye. Wachowski. Aye. Wiener. Aye. Wilk. Aye.
Senator moves a call. Senator Borges, did you want to introduce a guest?
Yes, with the privileges of the floor, I'd like to introduce a number of distinguished guests, if I may. Starting off first with the Honorable Antonios Sogoropoulos, the Consul General of Greece in San Francisco. Mr. Sogoropoulos has served as Deputy Head of the Diplomatic Office of the Greek President and since 2017 has led the San Francisco Consulate. We are privileged to be joined by the Consul General today. Also, His Eminence Metropolitan Gerasimos. Metropolitan Gerasimos was born in Greece and moved to the United States where he studied at the Hellenic College in Brookline, Massachusetts. He was elected by the Holy and Sacred Synod of the Ecumenical Patriarchate to be the Metropolitan of San Francisco and has served this capacity since 2005. We are honored by his presence and welcome, Your Eminence. Second to last, is Father Ritellis. Father James Ritellis is the priest of the Annunciation Greek Orthodox Church in Sacramento. He is heavily involved in the community, and we are honored to have him join us today. And lastly, I would like to introduce our very own president of the Senate, our Lieutenant Governor Eleni Kounalakis, my very good friend and fellow member of the Greek Caucus. We are a bipartisan caucus of two, but we are taking an open for membership beyond that, if we have some Phil Hellens in there. So I want to thank you and your family for joining us today, and with the permission of the President, I would like to invite the Lieutenant Governor to say a few words.
Thank you, Senator Borges, and without objection, please proceed.
Thank you. Thank you, Madam Senate Pro Tem. Thank you so much, Madam Senator, members of the esteemed body of the California State Senate. It is an honor, as always, to be here. Senator Borges did a great job of sort of framing the revolution and the war of independence in Greece. But since Greek Independence Day happens to fall within Women's History Month, I would like to take this opportunity to remember the Greek naval commander and heroine of the Greek War of Independence, Lascarina Bubulina. At age 40 on the island of Spetses, Bubulina became a widow and inherited her husband's fortune and his trading business. She committed that fortune to the cause of independence, converting her trading ships to warships, and built one of Greece's largest warships, the Agamemnon, right under the noses of Ottoman officials. When the revolution broke out, she herself commanded the Agamemnon into battle. They say Bubulina was the first woman in history ever to hold the title admiral. And her name, for Greeks and Greek Americans alike, is the term used for a woman of courage, conviction, and determination. I will admit, my own grandfather, when I was a little girl, called me a Bubulina, and I always strove to live up to that name. Thank you, Senator Borges, for bringing us together to remember and celebrate Greek independence, the shared values between California and the Hellenic Republic, and the importance of Greek history to Greek Americans and to the world. Thank you.
Thank you, Madam Lieutenant Governor. And to your guests, welcome to your California State Senate. Senator Borges.
Madam President, thank you. One last comment.
Please proceed. Members.
I would like to make certain that everyone here is aware that you are all invited to have a small commemorative coffee with our esteemed guests. It's going to be right over here at 211 upon adjournment of our proceedings today. So please make yourselves available. It would be wonderful to have you. Thank you.
Thank you, Senator Borges. Members, we are now going to lift the call on this item. Mr. Secretary, would you please call the absent members for SR 19?
Allen, aye. Bates, Dodd, aye.
37-0, the resolution is adopted. Senator Glazer, did you have an announcement?
No.
Oh, so sorry. One moment. Members, we are still under privileges of the floor. Senator Glaser, at the pro tem's desk.
Madam President and members, there's so much that we're proud of about California. And one of the places that I know we take great pride in is the grape-growing regions that we have in our state. I know many of my colleagues from Napa, from the Carmel Valley, even from Temecula, talk often about the great wines that are made in their area. And certainly a lot of that is pride, and it's also a matter of opinion. But through the course of history, sometimes that opinion gets challenged. And we, of course, remember the famous Paris tastings that had California wines compete against the greatest wines in the world in Paris. And we know the results of that in the middle 1970s with California coming ahead. So there's opinion about wine, and then there's the experts, what the experts say about the quality of the grapes that are grown.
Senator Glaser, one moment, please. Can we have the folks at the back of chambers take their conversations outside? Thank you. Please proceed, Senator Glaser.
So one of the greatest wine competitions in the world is held here in California by the San Francisco Chronicle. This past year, they tasted 6,800 wines from all over the world with 64 professional judges. And in that tasting, they identified the best wines within each varietal, Cabernet, Merlot, Cabernet Franc, all the different wonderful grapes that are grown. They said which were the best in those categories, and they honored them accordingly. But at the end of that contest, they said, let's take all the best of the best, and let's rate them against each other and pick the sweepstakes winners, the 9 best wines of the over 6,800 submitted. And I'm pleased to have here on the floor the winner of the sweepstakes competition. It's a winery that is located in the Livermore Valley, a growing, acclaimed area in our state and certainly in my district. And they awarded the sweepstakes to a bottle of 2016 Malbec by the Las Positas Vineyards of Livermore. I'm here to recognize them on the floor. I want to note that they were kind enough to bring a bottle of their 2016 Malbec here to the Senate, and there's a special tasting in my office following the floor if you'd like to come by and try that special wine. And with that, members, please welcome them and congratulate them on their success here to the California State Senate.
Welcome to your California State Senate. Thank you, Senator Glaser. Members, we are still under privileges of the floor. Senator Hurtado, please proceed.
Thank you, Madam President. For the purpose of introduction, I'd like to acknowledge a group of young women that are up there from John Muir Middle School. They're young scientists from the city of Corcoran.
Welcome
please
to
help me welcome them.
State Senate. Thank you, Senator Hurtado. Members, we are going to deem messages from the governor read. Messages from the assembly will also be deemed read. Reports of committee will be deemed read and amendments adopted. We are now moving to motions, resolutions, and notices. Without objection, the following bills with floor amendments will be deemed read and amendments adopted. A1, SCR 8, Senator Hertzberg. We're now moving to consideration of the daily file, second reading. Mr. Secretary, please read.
Senate Bill 210 with amendments, 232 with amendments, and Senate Bill 168 with amendments.
Thank you, Mr. Secretary. The second reading file has been read. Governor's appointments, Senator Wilk.
Thank you, Madam President and members. File item number 4 is the confirmation of Jared Blumenfeld as Secretary of the California Environmental Protection Agency. Mr. Blumenfeld is the founder of Advising Impact. He previously served as a regional administrator for the Pacific Southwest at the U.S. Environmental Protection Agency and as director of the San Francisco Department of Environment. He was approved by the Rules Committee on March 13th on a unanimous vote. I respectfully ask for an aye vote.
Thank you, Senator Wilk. Members, is there any discussion or debate? Seeing and hearing none, Mr. Secretary, please call the roll.
Allen.
Aye.
Archuleta.
Aye.
Aye. Atkins.
Aye.
Aye. Bates. Bell.
Aye.
Borges. Bradford.
Aye.
Aye. Caballero.
Aye.
Aye. Chang.
Aye. Dodd.
Aye. Durazo.
Aye.
Galgioni.
Aye.
Glazer.
Aye.
Grove.
Aye.
Hertzberg.
Aye.
Hill.
Aye.
Hueso.
Aye.
Hurtado. Jackson.
Aye.
Jones. Leva.
Aye.
Aye. McGuire.
Aye.
Aye. Mitchell.
Aye.
Aye. Monning.
Aye.
Aye. Morlock. Morrell. No. Nilsson.
Aye.
Aye. Pan.
Aye.
Aye. Porchettino.
Aye.
Aye. Roth.
Aye.
Aye. Rubio.
Aye.
Skinner.
Aye.
Stern.
Aye.
Stone. No. Umberg.
Aye.
Wachowski.
Aye.
Aye. Wiener.
Aye.
Wilk.
Aye.
Please call the absent members.
Bates. Borges. Hurtado.
Aye.
Jones.
No.
Morlock.
Ayes 32, noes 3. The appointment is confirmed. File item number 5. Senator Wilk.
Thank you, Madam President and members. File item number 5 is the confirmation of Julie Sue as Secretary of the Labor and Workforce Development Agency. Ms. Sue has many years of experience in labor law and enforcement. Prior to this appointment, she served for 8 years as Labor Commissioner. She was approved by unanimous vote in the Rules Committee on March 13th. I respectfully ask for an aye vote.
Thank you, Senator Wilk. Members, is there any discussion or debate? Seeing and hearing none, Mr. Secretary, please call the roll.
Allen.
Aye.
Archuleta.
Aye.
Aye. Atkins.
Aye.
Aye. Bates.
Bell.
Aye.
Aye.
Borges. Bradford.
Aye.
Aye. Caballero.
Aye.
Chang.
Aye.
Aye. Dodd.
Aye.
Aye. Durazo.
Aye.
Galgioni.
Aye.
Glazer.
Aye.
Aye. Grove. Hertzberg.
Aye.
Hill.
Aye.
Hueso.
Aye.
Aye. Hurtado.
Aye.
Jackson.
Aye.
Jones.
Aye.
Leva.
Aye.
Aye. McGuire.
Aye.
Mitchell.
Aye.
Monning.
Aye.
Morlock. Morrell.
Aye.
Nilsson.
Aye.
Pan.
Aye.
Porchettino.
Aye.
Roth.
Aye.
Rubio.
Aye.
Skinner.
Aye.
Stern.
Aye.
Stone.
No.
Umberg.
Aye.
Wachowski.
Aye.
Wiener.
Aye.
Wilk.
Aye.
Please call the absent members.
Bates. Borges. Grove. Morlock.
Aye.
Morrell.
Aye to no.
Ayes 33, noes 2. The appointment is confirmed. Members, we are moving to Senate third reading. File item 11, Senator McGuire. Thank you. File item 12, Senator Leva. Pass on file. File item 13, Senator Bell. Senator Bell, do you wish to take up file item 13? Senator Bell, would you like to take up pass on file? That completes our third reading. We will now move to Assembly third reading. File item 14, Senator Jones. Senator Jones, would you like to take up file item 14? Very good. Mr. Secretary, please read.
Assembly Concurrent Resolution 32 by Assemblymember Flora relative to Colorectal Cancer Awareness Month.
Senator Jones.
Thank you, Madam President and members.
You know, in December of 1999, when my third child was 8 months old, I received those three words that none of us want to hear. You have cancer. Now, fortunately for me at the time, the cancer that I had was very easily treatable and is permanently curable. But that's not true for everybody. And so ACR 32 today recognizes March as Colorectal Cancer Awareness Month. Colorectal cancer is the second leading cause of cancer deaths in California. However, it is treatable, curable, and in most cases, completely preventable. It has a 90% survival rate when detected early. Colorectal cancer screening is one of the most effective prevention measures in healthcare. Proper screening is essential for prevention and early detection and treatment. By increasing screening rates, we can reduce incident and death rates drastically. I respectfully ask for your aye vote.
Thank you, Senator Jones. Members, any questions, or excuse me, not questions, but discussion or debate? Senator Glazer.
Thank you, Madam President, members. And at moments like this, I know many of us think of friends who have experienced cancer in its different forms. And certainly for me, for the last couple days, a friend of many here in the legislature has had that diagnosis of this type of cancer. I know our best wishes go out to her as she fights hard to get through it, but I appreciate the author's work to bring awareness to this, and we certainly send our best wishes to all those who have been afflicted.
Thank you, Senator Glazer. Members, additional discussion or debate? Seeing and hearing none, Senator Jones, would you like to close?
Thank you, members. While I had thyroid cancer, which was one of the easiest cancers to treat, this also is preventable and curable and treatable if properly screened. Thank you for your consideration, and again, I ask your aye vote.
Thank you, Senator Jones. Mr. Secretary, please call the roll.
Allen.
Aye.
Aye. Archuleta.
Aye.
Aye. Atkins.
Aye.
Aye. Bates. Bell.
Aye.
Borges. Bradford.
Aye.
Aye. Caballero.
Aye.
Aye. Cheng.
Aye.
Aye. Dodd.
Aye.
Aye. Durazzo.
Aye.
Aye. Galgioni.
Aye.
Aye. Glazer.
Aye.
Grove.
Aye.
Aye. Hertzberg.
Aye.
Aye. Hill.
Aye.
Aye. Hueso.
Aye.
Aye. Hurtado.
Aye.
Jackson.
Aye.
Aye. Jones.
Aye.
Aye. Leva.
Aye.
Aye. McGuire.
Aye.
Aye. Mitchell.
Aye.
Aye. Monning.
Aye.
Aye. Morlock.
Aye.
Aye. Morrell.
Aye.
Aye. Nilsen.
Aye.
Aye. Pan.
Aye.
Aye. Portantino.
Aye.
Aye. Roth.
Aye.
Aye. Rubio.
Aye.
Aye. Skinner.
Aye.
Aye. Stern.
Aye.
Aye. Stone.
Aye.
Aye. Umberg.
Aye.
Aye. Wachowski.
Aye.
Wiener.
Aye.
Aye. Wilk.
Aye.
Aye.
Please call the absent member.
Bates. Borges.
Ayes 36, no 0. The resolution is adopted. Members, we are now moving to committee announcements. Senator Hurtado.
Thank you, Madam President. For purposes of announcements, the Senate Human Services Committee will be meeting in room 2040 at 3 p.m.
Thank you, Senator Hurtado. We are now returning to motions and resolutions. This is the appropriate time for adjourn in memories. Senator Wiener, did you have an adjourn in memory?
Thank you very much, Madam President. Colleagues, it's with great sadness that I rise to adjourn, or to ask that the Senate adjourn in memory of Jake Phelps, a skateboarding icon, San Francisco native, an editor of the world-renowned magazine Thrasher, a skateboarding magazine, who tragically passed away at the age of 56 a week and a half ago. Founded in 1981, San Francisco-based Thrasher magazine continues to this day as a forum for the skateboarding world and owes much of that success to Mr. Phelps, who became its editor in 1993. In 1996, Jake told the San Francisco Chronicle regarding skateboarding, quote, "If parents don't complain about it, we're doing something wrong. It's the kind of thing you hide under your bed at night. It's the recklessness of youth," end quote. Tony Vitello, who is the current owner of Thrasher, said of Phelps, quote, "He only knew commitment. He was going to go for it without hesitation. And there were only two outcomes. Either you'd see his triumphant fist pumping in the air, or it would be an earth-shaking collision with the concrete. A hard-skating icon of the skateboarding world and the streets of San Francisco well into his 50s, Jake would be seen flying down the middle of the street, flipping off cars and tourists, while worshiping the hills of our great city of San Francisco that gave him his love of skateboarding. Colleagues, please join me in adjourning today's meeting in memory of Jake Phelps. Thank you.
Thank you, Senator Wiener. Please be sure to bring his name forward so he can be properly memorialized. Senator Grove.
Thank you, Madam President. I'm honored today to adjourn in memory to honor the life of Robert Gaines, the father of our former colleague, Senator Ted Gaines. Robert was a California native born in 1925 in Oakland, California, and graduated from Berkeley High School. At the age of 17, he joined the United States Army and served as a tail gunner on a Boeing B-17 in World War II, flying over 35 missions in Germany. He was honorably discharged from the Army in 1946 and entered UC Berkeley on the GI Bill. While at Berkeley, he met his wife, Winifred, and they were married in 1951, and they had six children. Robert was the ultimate family man and always loved helping out his family. During Robert's military service, he developed a great love for the Lord and became a devout Christian. He became deeply involved at Trinity Cathedral Church in Sacramento, where he taught Sunday school, participated at every church on the church vestry, and provided ministry to the sick and the homebound. He was also an active member of several clubs, including the Sacramento Rotary Club, the Sutter Club, and the Grandfather's Club. Robert was a devout husband, father, grandfather, follower of Christ, and he leaves behind 15 grandchildren, four great-grandchildren, and we know that he left a great legacy of service to our country with his courageous service in the United States military and his community. He's now reunited with his wife in heaven. Our love and support goes out to the Gaines family, and I ask you to please join me in honoring the life and the memory of Robert Gaines. Thank you.
Thank you, Senator Grove. Please bring his name forward so we can properly memorialize him. Members, is there any further business before the body? If there is none, Senator Atkins, the desk is clear.
Madam President, thank you so much. And as a quick reminder, there is the reception in honor of our guest today related to Greek Independence Day in 211. And other than that, we will reconvene. I know it's going to be an incredibly busy week. We certainly want to keep the thoughts of our colleague and our good friend who lost his father this week from Costa Mesa to our colleague. But we will reconvene on Thursday, the 28th at 9 a.m. sharp. Thank you.
Thank you, Madam Pro Tem. The Senate will be in recess until 3:30 p.m., at which time the adjournment motion will be made. We will reconvene Thursday at 9 a.m. Have a great day, everyone.